Good afternoon. Welcome to St. Andrew's on the Terrace and today's special concert, which we're giving ourselves, if you see what I mean. Everyone should join in. Yep, and full voice, and really enjoy the occasion. Normally we have a concert on Wednesdays. This is an extra treat, both for you and for us. All I can say now is please make sure your phone is off. Please note the exits. A donation is always welcome. I'm going to hand over to Susan, the minister of St. Andrew's on the Terrace. Thank you for coming.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you? I'm Susan Jones. I'm the minister here at St. Andrew's on the Terrace. And it was quite a thrill when Marion asked us if we could mount a community carol sing. And so it's been fun putting it together. Hope you all enjoy it. In church, we have been lighting the Advent wreath. It's quite tricky lighting a match and holding a handheld mic at the same time. First of all, the first candle was the candle of hope, and then the candle of peace, the candle of joy, and on Sunday we'll be lighting the candle for love, and on Christmas Day the Christ candle in the middle. So you're all very welcome, and on the organ we have Bruce Cash behind you. You won't be able to see him. You can see his back. And Jess Brownell is playing the trumpet for us from time to time today, and Jolene Everett playing the flute. We hope that you will enjoy the time. On the front of the carol booklet, we have the reading from the first chapter of John, which is often read at Christmas because John, at the beginning of his gospel, went right back to the beginning and said to his readers what he thought Jesus meant and where Jesus fitted. And so the word, capital W, is Jesus. Let's say this together. I'll say the words in the plain font, if you join in, if you wish, in the words with the bold italics. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came full of grace and truth. And there are a couple of parts of that reading that betray its ancient origins, aren't there? I'm sure you noticed them. So we're beginning traditionally with the carol Once in Royal David City. And instead of a boy soprano, we're going to have a trumpet solo playing the whole of the verse through. And then we'll join in with the organ. And let's remain seated to sing.
Thank you.
the next carol was one that always fascinated me as a child. I wondered why people were sleeping deeply and dreamlessly. Did you notice that in the second line? Above your deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Let's sing this also seated. I remember as a child thinking how shocking it was when we sang that childhood version, you know, while shepherds washed their socks by night, all seated round the tub, the angel of the Lord came down and they began to scrub. And now I've put that in your mind, you won't be able to get it out all Christmas. So just to help that to go, here's a poem about the shepherds. What was it like, the light? Suddenly it shone on you, a great light. What was it like? The sun, the moon, a flaming brand, blue, white, or gold, or silver bright, or tinged with red, perhaps. Splitting the darkness with a gasp, was it the suddenness that made you fear? Or just the light, the brightness of it, the sheer, great light of it all? And how do angels sing? Is it a tinkling silvery sound or a great massive boom of choral tone on tone? Have we captured anything of that night, that light, that song, those words in our Christmas carols? And hark the herald angels sing, is there any echo of the light, the glory of it all? The joy that made you set off down the hill to Bethlehem. And when we sing round yon virgin mother and child, is it anything like the way you felt to see the Saviour of the world in his mother's arms? Let's stand to sing while shepherds watched their flocks by night.
Thank you.
Being St Andrews on the Terrace, we can't resist showing off to you some of the new New Zealand carols. So there's a section of four here, and we have provided the music because I was told that a musically literate audience would be attending. And so this might help some of you follow the new melodies if you haven't heard them. And as our organist is making his way from the organ to the piano, let me read you the Nativity poem by Peter Cape. They were set for home, but the horse went lame, and the rain came pelting down out of the sky. Joe saw the hut, and he went to look, and he said, "She's old, but she'll keep you dry." So her boy was born in a roadman's shack, by the light of a lamp that would hardly burn. She wrapped him up in her hubby's coat and laid him down on a bed of fern. Whereas the Room is one of those carols of Shirley Murray's where she deliberates about whether we are welcoming the child and have we got room too. Let me read to you an affirmation that we're going to use in church on Sunday morning. We are an Advent people, a people of hope. For us, Advent is a time of waiting, and so we wait. We wait for the coming of the one who is the fulfillment of God's promise, the fulfillment of hope, the declaration that we have been redeemed. Even so, we are not a naive people. We know that the world in which we live will continue to be filled with pain and sorrow. We know that hatred and violence will continue to exist. We know that death and separation will continue to be a part of our lives. But because we are an Advent people, we know that none of these things will win in the end. The Holy One is coming to make holy once again all that was, is, and ever will be. And in our waiting and our hoping, we work and worship, pray and play, in all things hoping that peace, love and joy will reign in our lives and in our world, now and forever. Where is the Room? Our Christmas is one of Shirley's that I've heard sneaking out into the general public, so you may have heard it somewhere else as well. It's quite lively and bouncy. Let's sing it briskly and stand to sing it. I don't know about snow is not falling. I remember a picture of a tip-top ice cream truck driving along the main street of Gore with snow on the ground on Boxing Day. It was published in the Weekly News, if any of you remember that publication. Te Haranui is one carol that's been around in New Zealand for a while, and it celebrates the fact that Samuel Marsden preached first here on Christmas Day. Let's sing that seated.
Thank you.
and a lot quieter. In a few minutes we'll sing Silent Night. You know the story behind this? It's one of those stories you do wonder if it's an urban legend or whether it was true. But I do have some sympathy for the priest who found that just before the Christmas Eve service, so the story goes, a mouse had eaten through the leather bellows on the organ and the organ wouldn't work. And so he hastily, if we are to believe this, wrote this and played along to it with his guitar. And so that's the origin of this piece. And it's such a good story, who cares if it's not true? So let's sing this together. The flute will play for us in the middle verse. Silent Night, Holy Night. We've been singing about a Christmas that doesn't have snow and where we go to the beach. But for those of you with Northern Hemisphere origins, we've put this next carol in for you. When I was in the Northern Hemisphere a couple of times for Christmas, I realised that Christmas is a jewel in the middle of the Northern Hemisphere winter, and it's completely uncontaminated or unflurried by school breakups, preserving fruit, making jam, etc., preparing for holidays. Just sits there like a jewel in the middle of the winter. So Bruce is going to play the whole verse through for us, then we'll join in. Well, what people have given today is their time and their music. So I'd like to thank Jolene before you go off the platform. Jolene is our new office administrator and she plays the flute. Isn't that a bonus for us? So thank you, Jolene. And you may need to turn around to see Jess, who's up there with her trumpet. Thank you, Jess. And Bruce, who has been our organist and pianist today. Thank you very much, Bruce. Thank you. And many of you come to the Wednesday lunchtime concerts, and they wouldn't happen without Marion Wardenburg. And Marion, come on up here. This is unrehearsed. It's just lovely the way the Wednesday concerts just seem to happen for an outsider looking in, but that's not true. They take a lot of organisation. And I'm sure that arranging musicians can sometimes be like herding cats. So thank you very much for your help during the year. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'll just say that herding cats, the cats are beautiful. And it's a wonderful thing to share. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Christmas isn't Christmas if you haven't sung Hark the Herald Angels at least once. So let's stand and sing that for our final carol. Afterwards, Bruce will play, but he says that he's quite happy if you need to go. He won't be offended if you don't stay and listen, but he will play some Christmas-orientated music afterwards. Let's sing. Hark, the Herald Angels sing. May the blessings of life be upon us all. May the love we share bring strength and joy to our hearts as we live into the just reign of God. And peace be with us all until we meet again. And the people said, Amen. Thank you for coming.